Today marks 1 year since President Donald Trump was sworn in for his second term. This week, WPR is taking a look at how the administration's policies have reshaped Wisconsin 1 year in. On his first day back in the Oval Office, Trump signed a slew of immigration-related executive actions. The crackdown has continued from there, with massive enforcement operations in cities across America and immigration detentions hitting record highs. As Bridget Bowden reports, immigrants in Wisconsin say they're feeling more afraid than ever.
Soledad Alvarez works a few times a week at the community space in Whitewater, a sprawling warehouse that's part food bank, part community center.
¿De dónde son?
Yo soy nicaragüense.
Mucho gusto.
As people line up to get food, clothes, and household items, Alvarez asks if she can help them with medical appointments or other healthcare needs.
Y yo soy promotora de salud y estoy aquí.
The community space was seeing a growing number of immigrant families since it opened 6 years ago. But in the last year, there's been a noticeable drop.
Tenían miedo de venir a agarrar su comida porque ellos pensaban que podía entrar ICE aquí.
They're scared to come and get food, says Alvarez, because they're afraid they might run into immigration and customs enforcement. During the last year, the Trump administration has sent large ICE deployments into cities like Chicago and Minneapolis. In the first 10 months of 2025, ICE arrested nearly 1,000 people in Wisconsin, an almost 25% increase from all of 2024. It's been a year of uncertainty, says Juan Sandoval, who is picking out clothes at the community space.
En este último año, todo cambió, radicalmente todo cambió. Todo.
Sandoval came to the U.S. from Nicaragua in 2021, but he says everything has changed in the last year. Now, other than work and basic necessities, his family doesn't leave the house much. He says it's making his kids depressed, and that's hard.
Es difícil estar así.
Whitewater was adjusting to an increased population of immigrants even before Trump began his second term. In late 2023, the police chief sent a letter to President Joe Biden and others pleading for assistance in response to a rapid increase in immigrants arriving to the city. The letter attracted attention from some politicians who said it proved that the U.S. immigration system was broken, and it was even cited in a Trump executive order. It was a difficult time for the immigrant community, says advocate Jorge Islas Martinez. But since then, he says communication with the local police has improved.
If that the Whitewater Police Department is here to protect our community, not to divide the community.
But he says that progress has now been overshadowed by the fear created by Trump's immigration crackdown. He's especially concerned that immigrants are being portrayed as criminals.
Which I don't think is right, because most of us would like to study, to learn English, to work overtime.
According to data from the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, more than 70% of people currently held in ICE detention have no criminal conviction. Islas Martinez says advocates do their best to help people manage their fear by picking up groceries, taking kids to school, and bringing people to the community space.
We go day by day, and the situation is getting worse and worse. And unfortunately, we're just waiting for the worst.
Immigrant advocates have called for an end to the federal 287G program, which allows local law enforcement agencies to partner with ICE in various ways. They argue it creates a pipeline from contact with local law enforcement to deportation. The Kewaunee County Sheriff's Department signed on to that program last year. Sheriff Matt Josky says he believes it allows the department to maintain their pre-existing relationship with ICE.
It is nothing more than the enforcement of the law.
While Trump's crackdown differs from past administrations' approaches, he believes federal immigration authorities are largely targeting criminals. Still, Josky says laws could be changed to better support law-abiding immigrants living and working in the state.
I hope that at some point, some legislator somewhere can get together with a group and say, let's look at some comprehensive immigration reform where we can treat the families, these people that are working hard, trying to make a life here. We got to be able to treat them differently than we would gangs and violent criminals.
But in the near term, there's likely more enforcement to come. ICE and Border Patrol are set to receive an additional $170 billion between now and 2029. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.